things are either expensive or valuable. They cannot be both.
I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I'm super, super excited to have my next guest here. I have my friend and my next guest, Amanda Tress, here, who is the founder and CEO of Faster Way to Fat Loss. She is a super, super wonderful serial entrepreneur and in the fitness industry has just built an incredible reputation of somebody who just really gets it and has oodles of followers on her social as well, in case you're not following her or you've heard about her. Maybe that's where you recognize her name. So today we're going to talk to her about building not only this brand, but as you know, we always talk about the journey of becoming an entrepreneur. And she's going to share a bit more, hopefully, on how she started her journey and becoming a fitness coach and then basically moving on into just the business venture and helping thousands to get healthy. She's also the author of The Faster Way to Fat Loss and the host of the Faster Way podcast, which I was on, which was lots and lots of fun, which I was thrilled to meet her actually through our mutual friend, Allie Brown. Hello, Allie, if you're listening. And really, really excited to have you and everyone else get to know her a little bit more. So welcome, Amanda. Good to see you.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. I love any opportunity to get a chat with you, Kara.
Yay. So let's talk a little bit about how did you get started? Oh, I forgot to mention too, not that this defines her, but just a little tidbit. She's got four kids, just like me over here. And Amanda's a little younger and probably a little more fit too, but it's great to see a fellow mother also doing what she's super passionate about. So very, very excited. So tell me how this all got started. Where'd you grow up?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Kara. I'm going to try to make a long story as short as possible. So I was born in Long Island, New York. I was born in Smithtown, but my family moved to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania when I was in school. And through high school, I decided that I was more interested in working than in studying and doing homework. I started working at 15, and my first real job was actually at a fitness center. I worked at a gym. Unfortunately, I was behind the desk and I was in the childcare area of the gym instead of training, which is what I really wanted to do because I was into sports and into fitness. But interestingly enough, I was also simultaneously struggling with my own health and wellness issues in high school. I had high blood pressure as a teenager. We're talking 170 over 110. I still have my blood pressure readings from when I was on blood pressure medication. And wow. I mean, it's just incredible numbers.
Were you overweight or were you, do you mind if I ask?
No, I don't mind at all. It's a great question. I weighed more than I do now. However, the primary issue is that I ate terribly. I loved fast food. I have a wonderful family, and I will never criticize my upbringing or my family, but we did not eat well. I have two older sisters. They are both morbidly obese to this day, and much of that is due to lifestyle in addition to genetics. You know, I do not have great genes, unfortunately. But, you know, was dealing with a metabolic disorder in high school. In addition to being on blood pressure medication, my doctor wanted to put me on blood sugar medication, metformin. I, you know, was dealing with the stress of being a high schooler and the student body president and captain of sports teams and working at a gym, and then also journeying through these different health problems. And when I transitioned into college, I looked around and realized that I was the only one on medication. And at the time, I'd been told by my doctor that I would be on medication for the rest of my life. And I'm a rebel at heart. I have rebel tendencies and decided I wasn't going to accept that particular reality. So I, without my doctor's permission, decided to wean myself off of blood pressure medication by making some significant lifestyle changes. I started focusing on whole food nutrition, and I started working out to improve my lifestyle versus just simply working out to improve fitness. And I was able to, over time, do a complete 180. I went from feeling lightheaded, just simply standing up, you know, or being unable to go on roller coasters with my friends at an amusement park as a freshman in college, to feeling fantastic, having energy, clearing, you know, up my skin, and frankly, being happier overall. And so my freshman year of college, late in my freshman year, I decided that I needed to help other people also transform their own health. I became a trainer. I started training clients in my freshman year of college. And now I have a $110 million fitness company. So I'm very glad that I went through those, you know, personal struggles.
That's incredible. So you talked about, so you were a fitness coach at that point. I mean, that's when you really started. You sort of, I mean, it sounds like you were an accidental fitness coach. I mean, you had just sort of started working on yourself, and then you wanted to help other people, which I think is the greatest story. I mean, that's how so many entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs I know, are kind of born, right? They just start doing it. And so how did you think about things? Did you think, okay, I'm going to just be a fitness coach, you know, when I get done with school, and that's what I'm going to do? Or did you actually think, how do I scale this? How do I make this into a much bigger business?
Yeah, I love that question. So keep in mind, I already enjoyed fitness. I'd worked in a gym even as a 15-year-old and throughout high school. So the personal trainer aspect of things was something that I really was passionate about. I also became a certified nutrition coach. In college, I decided to pursue exercise sports science, and I lasted in that particular major for one very long day. And I looked around and said, you know what, these aren't necessarily the classes that I want to be taking for the next 4 years. I would rather know more about motivation and behavior change. So I decided to declare psychology as my primary major in college, and then also train clients on the side. I worked essentially full-time throughout all of college to empower people to get well through personal training. But I'll be honest with you, Kara, when I first started training clients, I was training for either free or $5 an hour or gift cards, you know, when my clients could afford it. I had at least 70 clients, you know, that I'd be working with at any given time. And some of them would literally be like, okay, you know, I'm a college student, so I don't have any money, but, you know, I'm losing all this weight. I had a guy literally lost almost 100 pounds, and he'd give me like an Olive Garden gift card at the end of the month, you know, because he had like all he had, you know, his mom gave it to him or something. And so, you know, when I was going through college, for me, it was about the passion and the experience of helping people. But I never really looked at it as a way to put a lot of food on the table for my family long term, or for a way to have a very successful career. So after college, I decided to get, you know, a real job, as I would consider it. And then I maintained my side hustle in the fitness industry. So I would go to work in the morning, and then during my lunch break, I'd run to the gym. I'd train clients right after work. I'd go to the gym. I'd train clients all weekend. I'd be in the gym training clients because I loved it. But it was really just kind of that side hustle that was fulfilling my passion. But then I ended up having a baby still maintaining this just crazy schedule and hardly getting to see her, which broke my heart. I was working full-time in digital marketing and then also continuing to train clients. And right before having my second baby, when my oldest was two, I decided that I was going to step away from my full-time job and really pursue fitness and ramp up some virtual online boot camps so that I could work from home with my babies and see them more. And so that's really what got me kickstarted in my online virtual fitness business journey. Once I was able to crack the code on growing and scaling online virtual boot camps myself, I then started a digital marketing agency for other women in wellness who wanted to do the same, who wanted the flexibility and opportunity to work from home with their own kids. So I had that digital marketing agency, and out of that digital marketing agency was birthed the Faster Way to Fat Loss and the certification that goes alongside Faster Way to Fat Loss.
So before we jump into that, I want to stop you for one second. So what year was this that you were doing virtual, you know, classes, right?
I mean, good this is question. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Over the last year and a half, as I shared with, you know, my assistant the other day, if people don't know how to go on Zoom today, I mean, maybe 18 months ago, it was kind of hit or miss, but you know, you sort of adapted or you didn't. And I think that You got left off the train if you didn't adapt. If you have any type of business or work in a business that is typically, you know, community build or whatever, I don't know how it's defined. I guess if you're in a restaurant, maybe that's not the case. Or you work inside of a gym, maybe that's not the case. But even working inside of a gym, like if you didn't figure out how to have virtual in your business, then you lost, because other people in your industry ended up hopping into it. So tell me what year was this that you were doing it, and what platform were you using? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So Kara, do you remember flip cams? The flip cam?
I do.
Yep. So I graduated college in 2008. I started pursuing digital marketing, you know, pretty hard in 2008, stepped into that career field. I was maintaining my side hustle as a personal trainer. And what happened was some of my in-person clients started moving. You know, I'd have different college students that I was training, or family members or staff, you know, faculty members who would move. And I'd say, well, listen, I will still train you, but I'm going to train you online. I'm going to create workout videos for you. I'll upload them to YouTube. I'll send you the links. I was making PDFs with, you know, different videos hyperlinked to the PDFs for online clients. And this was, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010. And eventually then started into this whole concept of virtual online boot camps, because I wanted to take my in-person boot camp concept where I would train many clients at the same time and translate that to online and virtual. And since my career was actually in digital marketing, I was able to marry my expertise in digital marketing with my passion for fitness in those early years. So it's, you know, interesting this past year as, you know, we went through the pandemic, so many different companies were starting virtual training. Well, I've been doing virtual training and virtual online boot camps for many over a decade. So, you know, I consider myself to be one of the OGs. And that for us was a big benefit as we went through the pandemic.
So which platform were you using then?
I was using YouTube. Yeah, primarily YouTube. I used Facebook right from day one to market my business. Literally, my sophomore year of college, Facebook came onto the scene at my college. I probably my first post was, hey, I have some training sessions open on Tuesday night. Who wants it? You know, it's like I just immediately use the platform as a business and brand, you know, building platform. So we're using Facebook groups in addition to YouTube, which was really effective, you know, back then. And it was PDFs and hyperlinks and all that.
That's amazing. So nobody was there to teach you how to use these platforms. You just started trying and made the best of it. And you started to talk about this incredible program that I want you to talk more about called the Faster Way Fat Loss. And so tell us a little bit about what the program is.
Yeah. So I mentioned that I had a marketing agency for women in wellness. This was several years ago. And this was birthed out of my passion to eradicate poverty in the wellness industry. The average yoga instructor, for example, Kara, makes $24,000 annually. That is unacceptable. That is not enough to put food on the table for your family. So I decided that I wanted to equip other women in wellness to ramp up virtual online boot camps, so they could then earn significant income and recirculate their wealth to their family, their church, and their community. A few years into ramping up my agency, I came upon a unique pain point that I was not expecting. And that pain point is that even though I was empowering my agency clients to get more eyeballs on their content, to create an effective sales funnel, to convert customers into their programs, their customers were leaving quickly. Their churn was high, and it was because my agency clients were not good with programming. Their customers were not seeing results. So I decided to solve this problem by creating the most effective fat loss program on the market, building a certification around this fat loss program, and giving my agency clients the opportunity to become certified with an accredited certification to then run my program with their own clients. So I had wellness professionals all over the country who were investing in my agency, becoming certified to run Faster Way to Fat Loss with their book of clients. And then really, I was looking at them as super affiliates for the brand and giving them a turnkey solution, similar to a franchise model for Faster Way. And so that is really why and how Faster Way was launched. I launched the program itself as a beta test in January of 2016 with 11 clients who I'd worked with in the past through different virtual boot camps or in the gym. My clients had amazing results, and I continued to iterate for a series of months until I perfected the program. And now the rest is history.
I read that you grew this business from 1 to 65 million ish in 2 years. I mean, that's insane.
Yes.
Like
yes.
In any industry, I mean, that would be insane, but especially in the highly competitive fitness industry. I mean, that is just absolutely wild. So
thank you.
Like, who did you look at? Who did you want to be? I mean, I guess, like, how did you sort of think about your business when people did? Of course, people were like, wait, what are you doing? I'm sure they were, you know, trying to get their arms around it. As I always say, when you've got this big idea that no one is doing, it's, you know, you have a lot of doubters around you. You, of course, always have a little bit of doubt in your own head. Is this thing actually going to fly or not? But I love the fact that you just kind of took steps and tried to figure it out. I mean, how did you look at any business that was out there that when people to help them kind of, you know, compartmentalize it in some way as to what you were doing? Obviously it was different, but was there anybody that you kind of looked at that you said?
It's such a good question, Kara. And, you know, truly, honestly, you know, maybe one of my superpowers, although saying it out loud makes it sound like a liability, is, you know, I put my head down and I solve the next problem on behalf of my community. And I created a category of digital nutrition plus fitness. So in the Faster Way, we offer a program that focuses on intermittent fasting, carb cycling, macro tracking, and whole food nutrition. We provide weekly meal plans to our community. And then we also pair our strategic food log with effective 30-minute workouts. We do the same workout together each day, but it's a different workout 365 days of the year. So Monday I led a workout. It was HIIT workout, high intensity interval training. Everyone in my community did the workout with me on Monday morning, but we'll do a different workout next Monday because I will lead that live. It's a live workout. And so, you know, I just kind of put my head down and created what I believed was the very best program to solve problems for my community. And just for those listening, most of the guys and gals, primarily gals in my community, are in the Midwest. We work with a lot of women in the Midwest, in Florida and Texas, people who don't have access to the boutique gym or the studio space, people who really want to use their home gym as their primary place of fitness, and people who really want that meal plan and the strategic food cycle that's going to give them long-term results. There's plenty of entrepreneurs that I look up to from like a lifestyle perspective, but when it comes to a business model, I really created what I believed was the most scalable and sustainable for my own, you know, personal business, but then also the coaches who I was working with through the certification.
It's so, so fascinating on so many levels. So when you were thinking about how much you could charge for this, for example, was there any model out there? Like, how did you figure that kind of stuff out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And for that in particular, I did look around at a few competitors. And I said, okay, you know, the deliverables here are I'm going to offer a 6-week program for new clients, which is the orientation program before clients transition into a VIP membership. And I, you know, looked around, what are some other 6-week type programs that are offering similar deliverables? And then I decided I was going to charge more because that would position me as better or best. And I always am going to pursue the very best in programming and quality. So
wait, now everybody listen to that. She didn't lower her price, right?
No. I raised my price.
She raised her price, right?
Right.
Which I love. And potentially you were ready to allow some people to walk away.
Absolutely.
Which, as I always say to people, that you've got to know what your walkaway is. You've got to put stakes in the ground. All of those things. I think that that's such a great example of it. So, sorry to stop you there, but I really wanted to emphasize that because I think it's super important.
Yeah. We are still one of the most expensive programs on the market. Not only our 6-week orientation program, but also our membership. But here's the deal: things are either expensive or valuable. They mm-hmm. cannot be both. So I sell on value. I don't try to be the Walmart of fitness. I don't try to be the Dollar Tree of fitness. I try to be the Nordstrom of fitness. I try to be the most valuable. And the reason that what I offer is valuable is because we provide one-on-one coaching. We provide accountability. We provide the most incredible unified community in all of the wellness industry and top-notch programming. So I will continue to sell on value. You'll never see a massive discount from my brand. I went for 4 years without ever discounting my 6-week program a single time. And you know, it seems to be working so far. So why backtrack?
I love it. So people coming into the market, and when I think about this, it's not just in your industry, but whenever a competitor comes in, right? I'm sure you've had moments where you thought, oh gosh, right? In the early days, especially when you're the only one doing this, and then all of a sudden other people are copying you, mimicking you. What's your response to people who are dealing with that in their own industry? I mean, how do you think about, the call it to some extent imposter syndrome, I guess a little bit, but also just people that are, you know, kind of potentially trying to steal your share, that sort of world, because my belief is there's only so much you can do. Right. Mm. And you have to focus on what you're doing and yourself. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear your response to it.
Yeah. You know, Kara, this past year was interesting because 2-3 years ago, I would have thought to myself, you know, what if Apple comes out with some sort of digital fitness program? What if some of these other big companies come out with a digital, you know, is that going to, what if such and so competitor decides to do exactly what I'm doing? And here's what happened in 2020, Apple did come out with a digital fitness program and these other big Nike, you know, and so I'm like, ooh, is that going to take some of the, you know, market share for Faster Way? But what it did was it actually proved the concept in the marketplace even more and gave people the comfort in knowing that working with a trainer online was just as effective, if not more effective, than going into a gym. So the fear that I had that these big companies are going to come out and they're going to do something similar was actually an opportunity for a tailwind for my own company. You know, when Apple came out with this, people don't want to necessarily invest in the huge, massive, big company. They want to work with the female-founded, female-led company with like-minded clients who are part of a community. And what we have, the power of what we have is this incredible community and the one-on-one connection. And so other competitors coming out with something similar for me actually was a big advantage. And so I think that we can either focus on the fear of, you know, what the competitors are going to do and losing market, or we can look at different things as an opportunity and say, wow, I'm going to use that to my advantage. And I'm going to, you know, just continue amplifying my efforts of what I'm doing and how.
Yeah. And I think that that's all you can do. And more than anything, I talk about it in my book, actually, about in our industry, when Coca-Cola came out with a knockoff product. And, you know, they actually went into a major retailer that we had been working in and we got kicked out of there because they came in and took our space. And then when, after a few months, they didn't see the sales per square feet that they wanted out of this new launch. And so they discontinued it. And that major retailer called us back and they said, we're not only inviting you to come back in, but also we're going to give you more space. And I was like, wait, what? What just happened? Because we believe in the category. And unfortunately, the big soda company didn't want to actually play in that category. Mm. And so it was, so it's something that I share with people a lot. Like, there's only so much you can do about competitors coming in. And you really have to focus on what you can do and what you offer.
Yes.
Maybe you turn up the marketing a little bit more. Maybe you look at, you know, the value that you're offering. Maybe you share examples about how lives have, you know, changed in your case with your business. But there's only so much you can do. So instead of freezing and being depressed and not moving forward, you have to figure out what can you do and what do you have control over, which I think is such a great example, not only in your industry, but in every industry. And certainly we've seen it in our industry too. So your coaching program, as you mentioned, has helped scale so many people's businesses. So many people today, I think, are particularly with the pandemic, are really looking at, how do I create my own business? How do I, maybe it's work from home, maybe it's just have a little more security and control the levers a little bit more than maybe what they were doing when they were working for a company. What do you say to that? I mean, how do you feel about helping people, not only when you were first starting out, but you're also helping people to develop their own income now?
Yes.
What would you say to that?
Yeah, my vision, mission, and purpose is twofold. I want to equip individuals all over the world to get well, prevent disease, and fulfill their own purpose with energy through the physical transformation that they experience in Faster Way. But as a parallel effort, I'm extremely passionate about empowering women all over the world and also some men to earn significant income, ramping up their own online wellness company. So they can then recirculate their wealth to their family, their church, and community. Women specifically will give back 90% of their income to family, church, and community, which is really exciting. So that ripple effect is very significant. I've helped women make up to millions of dollars, you know, which is extremely exciting. Yes, yes. And you know, that is really why I wake up in the morning, is to do that, is to expand my impact. I cannot do it all on my own. And frankly, I wouldn't want to. So, you know, now working with 2,700 other trainers who I'm able to equip and empower has been a huge privilege. And I look forward to, you know, working with 10,000 and 100,000 and more as we continue to grow the Faster Way brand and certification.
I love it. And your book, The Faster Way to Fat Loss, best place to grab it. Grab a copy. It's great, everyone. Yeah. It's so good. I read it a few months ago and it's really, really terrific. So especially if you're thinking about getting in shape and really getting better nutrition into your life, it's great for that. But it's also just great. I think it's a great reminder, even if you feel like you're doing pretty well. I think that it's definitely a book that, for me, I just felt like a lot of the lessons that I already follow are really ones that you shared in the book. But I think it's just, for me, it was just so motivational to just kind of hear how you had this idea and this belief in something, and it started with you, and then you wanted to help lots of other people, and then you grew it into a business. And as I said before, you're not just helping people get healthy, but you're helping people become, you know, self-reliant and creating their own businesses, which is incredible. I mean, it's a great thing. And obviously your kids are probably a little young to realize this, but it's something to be really proud of, right? That you're teaching them that you're doing this. So I really, really love it. So best place to get the book, Amazon?
Amazon. Yes. Amazon is the best place to get the book. And it's really an introduction into the Faster Way to Fat Loss program. If you want to learn more about me as an entrepreneur, I'd say Amanda Tress on Instagram is the best place. But from the standpoint of science behind the strategies that we use in the program, you can look on Amazon for the book.
I love it. Yeah. And your Instagram is on fire. It's so good.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love it.
No, it's super, super great. So, well, thank you everybody for listening and joining our little discussion. And Amanda, it's so good to see you. And I love the fact that we're not only doing this with audio, but we're also doing this with video. So it'll be on YouTube as well, the full interview. And as Amanda said, definitely check out her book, check out her Instagram page, and definitely go ahead and sign up for the program because it's really, really terrific as well. And I hope you all will come and hear more of the Kara Golden Show every Monday and Wednesday. If you loved this episode, please give it 5 stars and definitely subscribe, and you'll be getting these in your system every Monday and Wednesday. So we are here every week, twice a week, and lots of fun. And definitely follow me on social on all platforms at Kara Golden. And thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.